Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. I'm guessing it's a little damp in your backyard this morning, and that means that spring is in process. Well, hey, you listen up. If you are a grandparent or a great-grandparent, a person who has no young children in their home at the moment, well, it's time to take a look around. As a reminder, it is National Poison Prevention Week. That was declared by Congress 60 years ago to bring to people's attention that it's really important to just take a look around every once in a while, make sure that our homes especially are not offering poison to especially young children and older adults. The theme this year is prepare, prevent, and protect. Well, let's take a look at those children. You know, if you haven't had young children in your home for a while, it's pretty easy to get in the habit of maybe not being so careful about where the medications are stored or perhaps where household things are stored. And right now, do you have hand sanitizer sitting around easily available? I mean, that makes so much sense, right? You want your hand sanitizer where it's easy to get to. But hand sanitizer is one of the poisons that children have ingested. So we need to take a look at all those household cleaning products that as adults we just sort of take for granted. Another example, remember when the past few years when the laundry detergent became available in those little pods, also dishwashing detergent, and they're so pretty. Why wouldn't a kid want to take a bite of that? Well, supposedly those are now in child-resistant containers. The word, keyword, resistant, not child-proof. You know, if you've been around little kids, how fast they can move and how they can do things that you never, ever expected them to do. Well, in the past, recent numbers that we have statistics, in 2019, approximately 67,500 of the nation's children under the age of 5 had to visit the emergency room due to unintended poisoning. And about 85% of those incidents occurred in the home. So again, that's a reason to really take a look around home. And as we mentioned, the household cleaning products, medications, coin cell batteries. Do you have anything in your home that takes those little coin cell batteries? Liquid nicotine, cosmetics. And when we talk about medication, that includes vitamin pills. Oh, there are lots of those vitamin pills that are pretty colors and, you know, just it could be really tempting. So, and again, as I think as we don't have children around, I know in my own home, one of my everyday medications is right there on my counter because it's handy. So if I have some children coming, which doesn't happen very often, and this past year, probably for most of us, there were no little children coming to visit. But we need to think about that if there are going to be children in the home, just even as a visit. So, children, that's the highest number of age where there are poisonings. But on the other end are folks that are older. Now, some folks I know don't like to be called older, so you define what is older or elderly, or senior, or whatever you want that to be. But that is the next largest group that needs to be concerned about poison control, about preventing poisoning. And the most reasons there is unintentional overdose, perhaps forgetting that taken that medication and then take it again. And you might want to check with your pharmacy to see if there's a way to prevent that from happening. And also, perhaps taking the spouse's medication or somebody else's medication that's in the home. Or perhaps out-of-date, medications that are out-of-date. Or even, grabbing a container and thinking it's the pills, the liquid, and it happens to be something that's not. So there, you think, well, that's not going to happen. It does. If you talk to the poison control people, they can tell you. It does. So we need to just think about what are those possibilities of poisonings in our home, both for our visitors and for ourselves. It's time in the spring, I think, to take a look at all of those cleaners you might have. Do you have lots of household cleaners under your kitchen counter? Is that where they're stored? Under the bathroom sink? And take a look at those to see if they're out of date and also how poisonous they are. You may want to put an extra red mark on them or something and read the instructions about those. And that reminds me about some thinking about combining household cleaners. You know, if vinegar is an excellent cleaner, why don't we just make it a little bit better by adding some bleach or some rubbing alcohol? Well, it might sound logical, but in this case, it's better to know the science behind it because they both can cause poisonous gases that could kill you or certainly make you wish you hadn't done that. So just a few of those cleaners not to combine: bleach and vinegar, bleach and ammonia, bleach and rubbing alcohol, and hydrogen peroxide, which is a kind of bleach, and vinegar. And when I mention ammonia, rubbing alcohol, you know, that may not be the name. It doesn't say ammonia cleaner, but it says window cleaner. And if you look in the ingredients, there may be ammonia in there. So just kind of, this is a good time to take a check on those kinds of things in your home. Well, let's talk a little more about medications, because we have all kinds of those, including, as I mentioned, vitamin pills. We often don't think of those as medications, but they are. And you've heard other people say, I know you've been hearing, actually, if you've been listening to KJN, you've been hearing some information about poison control and poison prevention week and month. And so those medications. Number one thing is, this is a good time, you know, set a time. Maybe it's March 1st, maybe it's March 17th, whatever, set a date. Take a look at those medications and check the expiration dates. Good thing to get rid of those. And I know, I know people who say, well, my husband had this really great pain preventer and I just needed some, so I thought I'd take... Not a really good idea. You don't know. And another thing is maybe once in a while, check your pharmacist about the medications you're taking. Are there any of the medications you take that might react